With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, make it back to back to back winning days for us here in the podcast. And the good news, I'm still sick. So maybe the trend will continue. So let's recap our card for Thursday real quick here. We made a few mistakes along the way, but we got away with it. In the NHL, why didn't we play Pittsburgh? They've won 10 straight. Easy 6-2 winner last night. We chose the path that was much tougher going with Boston. They lost straight up to Minnesota. So that was a mistake. Yeah, it'll happen. So our streak in the NHL comes to an end. And then in college basketball, will I never learn? I should never bet on or against a Wisconsin team. We went with Iowa last night. We felt like we needed an underdog. Never made it competitive. They were cold shooting in the first half. Never really got close. Made it a threat. Never happened. So the Badgers cover that one easily. So we lose both of those. But other than that, we had a solid night. We hit on Loyola. We hit on Indiana. We hit on Cincinnati with ease. So we win for the day. Then our golf play, also in a good position so far. Morikawa against Justin Thomas. We're up 6 strokes after the first round. A lot of golf to be played, but I do like our position after at least day one of the tournament. So let's get to our card here for Friday. We're going to have one game in the NHL. We're going to come back to the NBA, a little scared about that. And then we have 3 games in college basketball for you. So let's lead off on the frozen pond. It is going to be Carolina minus the 1.5 over Calgary at a plus 155. So the Flames, well, they're just happy to be out of the state of Florida. They were outscored 10-3 this week at Florida and Tampa. Back-to-back situation for the Flames. They are 4-5-1 over their last 10. Meanwhile, Carolina, they're 10-3 at home this year. They're 8-2 in their last 10, including 4 straight wins. So I'm going to take the hotter team tonight, the Hurricanes, minus the 1.5 over Calgary. Next up, we go to the NBA. Yes, I'm back. I return in peace. I've served my time. Yes, I understand. We're 32-42 so far in the NBA. It's embarrassing, but I'm ready to test the waters tonight. We're going Minnesota at Oklahoma City under the 214.5. So the two teams played in Minnesota on Wednesday. The Wolves won the game 98-90. Both teams shot under 30% from three-point land. Oklahoma City, they've had a lot of bad nights this year. They are 23-14 to the under. So we're going to go there again tonight. Minnesota and Oklahoma City under the 214.5. Next up, we go to college basketball. We go to the Horizon League. It is Detroit minus 5 over Milwaukee. So Detroit is 2-0 in conference so far. Milwaukee is 3-2. Mike Davis and the Titans have covered 4 of 5, but Detroit hasn't played since December the 19th. The Panthers, meanwhile, they've covered 5 of 6, and they've won back-to-back games straight up. But this team is going to be without their stud freshman, Patrick Baldwin, tonight, from what I'm told. Sounds like he rolled his ankle earlier this week. So I'm going to take Detroit minus the 5 at home against Milwaukee. Next up, it is Marist plus the 5 at Fairfield. So this is my all-nickname game of the night. It is the Stags against the Red Foxes. Yeah, Stags and Red Foxes. Sounds like some fun to me. Marist is 6-1 against the spread over the last 7. They lost by 3 at Iona last time out. Fairfield, 2-0 in conference this year, but they've lost their last 2 in the non-conference. Both teams have looked much better than the preseason expectations. They were actually picked like 10th and 11th in the conference, by the way. But I like the Red Foxes tonight, getting the 5 on the road at Fairfield. Next up, we go to the MAC, where we haven't played a game in the MAC since Maction football. And we're going to go the Bobcats of Ohio minus the 7.5 over Kent State. So Ohio is a solid club, but the big story here is I can't trust Kent State. The Golden Flashes have lost 4 times this year as the favorite, including games to Southern University and Central Michigan as a double-digit favorite. The Bobcats, meanwhile, they're 3-0 this year when favored by less than 10. Fan base is fired up. CBS Sports Network is there tonight for the coverage. I'm going to lay the 7.5 with the home team, the Bobcats, over Kent State. So let's recap your card for Friday. In the NHL, we like Carolina minus the 1.5 over Calgary at a plus 155. In the NBA, yeah, we're back. We're taking Minnesota and Oklahoma City under the 214.5. In college basketball, we're on Detroit minus the 5 over Milwaukee. We like Marist plus the 5 at Fairfield, and we like Ohio minus the 7.5 over Kent State. So that's your card for Friday. Can we make it 4 in a row? We'll find out. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.